Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com. Thank you for joining us for part 10 of our 2016 Avian Awards podcast series. We're getting close to the awards and we're getting a little long on these podcasts, so we may skip a few categories along the way. Do want to point out that we are running a contest, Pick the Winners contest. You pick the winners in 25 categories. The person with the most correct answers wins a prize package that will include some Hot Movies cards. We should have something from blacked.com. Also, we have a prize contribution from a sponsor, our sponsor for this podcast. And so I'm open to ideas. If there's anybody out there who can think of some good prizes, let me know. Also, any performers who'd like to autograph a couple of pictures or DVDs and donate them, that would be awesome. Before we get started, I do want to mention this podcast is sponsored by Media Crunch Advisors, MCA, Content Media Services of Los Angeles, California, providing advisory and evaluation services to the content media community at large. They would like me to acknowledge freeones.com, which is a fantastic website where you can see and interact with some of and perhaps all of the models in the industry, as well as other fans. They'd also like to acknowledge rogerreviews.com, where you can still go to get lots of news, interviews, and reviews of your favorite adult entertainers. That's basically it. Now we can get started. I do want to talk about the contest. You can go to rogerreviews.com, click on the contest button up at the top, and that's how you enter. I do have a YouTube video of my bracket. Just put that up today so you guys can check out the ones that I picked. There's also a special offer. Anybody who enters, the first three people actually who enter and also email me at rog@rogerreviews.com saying they want a bonus ballot, you will get to play your own ballot as well as mine. So if mine happens to win, the first three people who do the bonus ballot will win. If I do, and who knows, maybe you guys will do better than I did. We'll see about that. If you want some background on this, go back, listen to one of the other nine editions of the podcast. We have a lot to get through. We're doing this off of avianawards.com under nominees. You've got the list. We're about halfway down. Okay, so we will probably speed through some of these. I've just basically given you guys an overview of what it's like to go through this pile, 108 categories, some of my thoughts on the best and the worst, and, well, not really the worst, but some thoughts, and we bring up some questions. Always have to mention feedback, roger@rogerreviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. Drop me a question, and we will answer it. Get into some stuff in depth. We left off last week at the Best Parody category. I think this used to be one of my favorite categories. I think for a while there it was really strong. Some of the best and funniest stuff in the industry was coming out of the parody genre. There's still some good stuff. I think we've run through a lot of the really good ones. I think some people have said the genre is played out, and I think what you're seeing is because it's maybe oversaturated or some of the best material has already been mined, I think you're seeing a lesser return and therefore less production values being put into it, and I think then the product gets worse. And I think that's just sort of how it goes with these things. At least we're down to one category. Some of the other awards still have, you know, best parody comedy, best parody drama, etc. I think we're back down to just best parody, I think, is enough, and still I think we may be sort of stretching it a little bit. This year's nominees are American Horror Story from Brazzers, Batman vs. Superman, Axel Braun Wicked, Behind the Headlines, a lesbian porn parody from Philly Films, Bob's Boners, another parody from Wood Rocket, Guardians of the Galaxy, another parody from Wood Rocket, Joanna's Angels, Making the Band, Kill Bill, Triple X parody, Magic Mike XXL, Night at the Erotic Museum, Smash Pictures, Peter Pan Triple X, Axel Braun, Screwing Wall Street, The Arrangement Finders IPO from Manuel Ferrara, Evil Angel, Sisters of Anarchy Digital Playground, This Ain't Modern Family XXX, This Ain't Supernatural XXX, and The Tranny Bunch. What we did see here is a couple of very different parodies. The Tranny Bunch obviously brings a transsexual parody in. You also had a lesbian parody up above. Earlier we talked about the S&M parody, or I don't know if it's really a parody. I guess it is. It's the 50 Shades parody, Ms. Grey from Severe Society. That got put in Best BDSM Movie instead of Best Parody. So I think we're seeing a little bit of that. We're seeing other genres kind of branch out. We're seeing some anthology stuff. The stuff that Wood Rocket puts out is very good, but they're individual parody scenes as opposed to a whole movie. The ones that stand out in this, and I just put up a review of Modern Family, which was good, fine, funny, well done. To me, Magic Mike was a really good movie. Parody or not, it was a good movie. It easily could have been tweaked a little bit to be a regular movie about strippers. That one was very, very good. Peter Pan, I think, is probably my favorite of the bunch, and Batman vs. Superman is up there. So I think you're talking about probably Axel Braun and Wicked, and or Wicked, winning in that category. One of the new categories, Best Polyamory Movie. So, this is kind of a new genre that's popped up and become really popular. The hot wife, the swinging wife, the wife swap again has become a, sort of a popular theme. So, you've got this category. Francesca Leigh is a hot wife from Les Wood. A Hot Wife Blindfolded by New Sensations. How to Swing from Homegrown. Just the Two of Us, Girlfriends Films. Kinky Cuckold, Severe Society, Marriage 2.0. Lion Reach, Adam and Eve. Mom's Cuckold 18. My Wife's First Cuckold Arrows. Real American Swinger Stories, Seduced by the Boss's Wife, Slutty Wife, Happy Life from Brazzers, Sinner's Ball from Wicked, Swinger number 6, Sweet Sinner, Swingers, Wife Swap 3, Fallen Angel, and Watching My Hot Wife. Again, I think you have a lot of different sort of subcategories here. You have the actual swinger type stuff from the Real American Swinger Stories and Sinner's Ball, and some of those, and you have the cuckold stuff from Severe Society and the My Wife's First Cuckold from Arrows. Very different. Marriage 2.0 is a feature, really, about swinging an alternative lifestyle and open marriage. Some of the others are just sort of scenes with, you know, cheating or swinging in mind. So it's a tough category to sort of pin down. I think Marriage 2.0 probably has the advantage of being such a well-publicized project and an interesting movie. Sexually, it's not what I like. I like the Arrows Cuckold movie. Also, Francesca Leigh as a hot wife, because Francesca Leigh is fantastic and one of the unsung women of our industry. The New Sensation stuff is good. Watching My Hot Wife is a nice one. So those, I think it's going to be tough to beat Marriage 2.0, but if I had to pick my favorite of this category, it's probably the Francesca Leigh flick. Best POV sex scene, we're going to do this because my friend Tim Von Swine is up for a couple of these, and I always like that. Again, like all the POV stuff, it depends largely on how much you like the performer, because it's essentially all focused on that performer, and it makes it very tough if you don't like the performer to necessarily get the heat. You also have a bit of variety here. You've got Matty O'Reilly and Big Black Cock POV. Two from the movie Eye Contact from Jules Jordan, Gillian Jansen and Gianna Nicole. Girlfriend Experience 2, Dillian Harper. Jerk Off Material 12 with Tim Von Swine doing Nicole Easton and Carly Gray. 2-on-1, first time Swiney's done that. And two amazingly natural-breasted beauties. Really, really hot scene. Two from Lexus Point of View 3. Hope Hopewell and Jenna Ivory. Two from Manuel's Fucking POV 4, Abella Danger and Abby Lee Brazil. Manuel's POV with Ash Hollywood. POV Booty from Kelsey Monroe. I really like her. The scene was not as good as I wanted. POV Pervert 18, another Tim Von Swine with Vicky Chase. Private Fantasies of Samantha Saint. And then Rocco's Intimate Initiation with Dahlia Sky. I wonder if the six scenes, two from one movie, are going to cancel each other out, because it's hard to tell, you know, one critic from another which of the two Lex scenes was better, with Hope or with Jenna. I think if you're looking for something with an advantage, the Abella Danger scene, because I think she's going to win a ton of awards, might have an advantage. The two, I like both the Swiney scenes. I think I like the Vicky Chase better, although it's tough to argue against two naturally busty, amazing performers. If I'm betting, I'm going to bet on the Abella Danger Manuel scene or the Gillian Jansen scene from Eye Contact. I think I'd go with the Vicky Chase Tim Von Swine scene, though, as my actual favorite of the year. Now, the best screenplay category is split into two. There's best screenplay and best screenplay parody. And I think for a while, again, going back a couple years, I think the best screenplays were coming from the parody genres. And a lot of people disagreed because they felt that it was pre-written. I think sometimes it's tougher to take something that is based on existing characters and make it fun and fresh. Anyway, up for Best Screenplay, Brothers and Sisters from Sweet Center, Bullet on Top, Digital Playground, Family Secrets, Vivid. That was a really well-written story. How to Become a Sexual Slave from Dorcel, Killer Cleavage from Outer Space, Joanna Angel. Love, Sex, and TV News from Adam and Eve. I really like that one a lot. Marriage 2.0, I like that screenplay a lot. Roomies from Wicked Picture was pretty nice. Safe Landings, Star Maker, Wicked Pictures, Stockholm Syndrome, Submission of Emma Marx, The Turning, Wanted from Wicked, and Inside Out. I'm a very big fan of Star Maker, Brad Armstrong's movie. That would get my nod slightly over Love, Sex, and TV News, Marriage 2.0, and Wanted. I think if you're looking for an outside to sneak in, I think The Submission of Emma Marx. That whole series is very popular with critics, and it's very good. So that could get in there. For parodies, it's a lot of the same ones. American Horror Story, Batman vs. Superman, Between the Headlines, Bob's Boners, Deadpool XXX, The Doctor from Brazzers, Due to My Slut from Burning Angel, Magic Mike XXX, Night at the Erotic Museum, Screwing Wall Street, Sisters of Anarchy, Tranny Bunch, This Ain't Modern Family, This Ain't Golden Girls, and Wife Swap, the exploited parody. Magic Mike would win this one by far in terms of screenplay. There's no question. It should win. It's by far the best. I would be surprised if it didn't win. All right, now, again, we did 108 of these things to vote on. I'm going to just slide down some of these. Best sex scene in a foreign shot production. I do think it's funny. Anissa Porno Chick 25 is an Anissa Kate porno chic. Her scene didn't get nominated. Instead, it was Kyan Klein, James Bossman, Mike Angelo, which was good, but you have a movie with Anissa Kate in it, you should probably find a way to nominate her, because her scenes were fantastic in that one. Same thing in Bonnie versus Rocco. It was a scene with Bonnie Rotten, another girl, and Rocco that got nominated. The Doctor from Brazzers got a scene in there. Secretary with Glasses. That is a movie that I really want to talk about in the foreign category, because it was really good. It was Anissa Kate and James Brossman. Beautifully shot. It's all similar scenes, obviously, with women in sort of secretary garb. Short skirts, hose, beautiful blouses, and really hot. It was beautifully shot and very, very hot. So if you get a chance to see Secretary with Glasses from Mark Dorcel, you won't regret it. Best solo movie, One Girl, One Camera from Pornstar Empire, Alone Time from Arrows, Buttman Toy Master, Cherry Spot 3 from Cherry Pimps, Courtney Uncovered, the Courtney Stodden sex tape. Now here's an example. We used to have Best Celebrity Sex Tape. Now the one that gets nominated is put here. I wonder how many of you even know who Courtney Stodden is. That just sort of shows you where the sex tape genre has gone. Curvy Casting Couch, which was very interesting. Actually number 2 in that series. A different sort of entry into this one. Glamour Solos, Hot Cars, Hot Babes, I Love Big Toys 41, which is a long-standing series, I Masturbate, Mean Bitches POV, Private Interest from Abby Winters, Sarah J is Selfish, and Solo Sensations 8. This is another one where I think you may see familiarity help something out. Those critics who didn't watch all 15 or aren't familiar with the series are going to look at Buttman's Toy Master, which is anything John Stagliano does is obviously well-regarded and popular. I Love Big Toys is a really good big toy series. In fact, this might be my favorite in this category. Or you might just go with Courtney Stodden because it's something you don't get to see every day. Best solo tease performance. A lot of those are tough to pick out. Again, I'm just doing this for expedience. The Asa Akira tease in Wicked Fuck Doll was absolutely beautiful. There's some other good ones in here, but that was really the best one. Cindy Starfall's opening scene in the movie Starfall, very hot as well, in this category. I've actually been noticing soundtracks a little more. I think I give a lot of credit to Burning Angel and Joanna Angel for that, in bringing music that I was really interested in back into the movies and kind of making me notice it again. It used to be I noticed it when it was bad, but definitely the Burning Angels have brought it back. Barbarella XXX, very good, absolutely fit the genre. Interesting, that one was not nominated, by the way. Due to My Slut from Burning Angel, that has great music. With as part of the movie or not, it's good stuff. Guardians of the Galaxy, Keeping It Up with Mia, with Kiara Mia, Kill Bill Triple X, Killer Cleavage from Outer Space, Lesbian Fashionistas from Adam and Eve, Marriage 2.0. That one really sets the tone of the movie well in a way that doesn't necessarily stand out. Peter Pan Triple X, Pretty Kitties, Saving Humanity, ATK, Seduction of a Femme, Suckballs 4. You don't usually see Gonzo movies in this category. Golden Girls and Wanted from Wicked. I look at Marriage 2.0 and Wanted as regular movie soundtracks that really just sort of enhanced the experience and made them better. I think those two are really fantastic, even though obviously if I'm just going to listen to music, it's going to be something like Killer Cleavage or Due to My Slut from Burning Angel, because that's my musical sensibilities. We will mention Best Special Effects in passing, because there were some movies with special effects. Nothing really stood out as being super great. I just finished a review of Deadpool Triple X, and the special effects were kind of silly and sort of intentionally so. Best specialty movie other genre. So this just sort of throws out a bunch of other things. These are always fun to do. Axel Braun's Squirt Class, Behind the Mask, Big Girl Strip Club, Breathless from Julie Simone, A Cream Pie for Granny, Cream Pie Teens, Come Inside Me, from Black and Jules Jordan, Footfuckers, Man Eaters 4, Mean Bitch, Milk from Kelly Madison, Nursing Home Orgy, Pegging 10, Perils of Slave Leah, Squirt for Me, and Strap Some Boys. Okay, this is where I have a problem as a voter again, and this is just the way it is. I'm not saying they should have separate categories for all these, but it makes it tough. You've got squirting, BDSM, big girls, smothering, cream pie, another cream pie, another cream pie, foot, that's six. Man Eaters is femdom. Maybe you've put that in smothering, but no, seven. Milk, so lactating is seven. Nursing home orgy, so older women is nine. Pegging is 10. Perils of Slave Leah, that's BDSM. Squirting again, and strap on pegging. So you're looking at 10 different genres. Well, what do you like? If you're looking at just the best quality movie, it's pretty tough to go against Come Inside Me from Blacked, because the stuff that Blacked and Tushy does is probably the best quality adult movie making being done right now in terms of lighting and cameras and how beautifully everything's shot. There's nothing in this category that compares. The stuff that Kelly Madison is shooting is also very high end. You know, Vivid shot a Nursing Home Orgy. It's going to be a high-quality production, but if you don't like older women, you're going to be grossed out. I liked Big Girl Strip Club from Score. I thought that was really cute and fun. I don't like squirting titles. Axel Braun's movie's good, but I just don't like them. Cream Pie stuff, okay. Depends. Same thing with Feet. So it's tough to vote in those. I try and vote with the overall quality of the production. And try as much as I can to ignore the actual heat, because it's not fair to something like Pegging that doesn't turn me on, but it's a well-done movie, you know? So, don't know if you guys have that. I wonder sometimes, it's probably a good thing we don't have all these categories, because there's 10 more categories I just named off that they could easily go for. And we continue that with Best Specialty Series. Again, Big Tit Cream Pie, okay, so it's a cream pie. Cream Pie Teen, so there's two. Fetish Fanatic, BDSM, that's two. Filmy, that's another cream pie. Horny Grannies, Older Women, Kink School, Marshmallow Girls, that's big girls. Another cream pie, My Stepsister Squirts, Pregnant and Pounded, so now you add Pregnant to it. Seattle Harry Girls, and Scary Harry, so you add Harry. And this was one where I don't know that I watch any of these series regularly, to be perfectly honest. The She's Gonna Squirt stuff is basically squirting movie, or squirting included in Brazzers sex scenes, so that's good. I like the Pregnant and Pounded series, that was a good one. Marshmallow Girls I like from Aiden Starr. But again, there's so many, I think that it's really sort of depends on your taste. Now, we will do one more, and this is another, I think, another big category. It's one that we definitely included in the contest. Speaking of the contest, go over to rogerreviews.com, click on Contest, and join the Pick the AVNs contest and see if you can win some prizes. This one is Best Star Showcase. Now, for a while, porn went to Gonzo, where you had six or seven scenes, but they were all different girls. And people like me missed the old days when a Ginger Lynn movie had three Ginger Lynn scenes, or maybe four. And we wanted to see a girl. You know, we didn't want to have to buy five movies to get five Whitney Stevens scenes, for example. back in the days when Whitney was a thing. So they brought back these star showcases, and they've become a big deal for the performers. I think it helps build the performers' Performer of the Year cred. Absolutely. Having a movie dedicated to them that does well, and there's a couple companies you're going to see represented here that do it well, and that becomes a prestige piece. It becomes something to put up on your mantle. And I mean, not that she started it, but the Asa Akira is Insatiable series, those three really put those together, and the Jules Jordan stuff, Ultimate Fuck Toy, Alina Lee had one that was fantastic. So you've got that sort of building to this this category. Ariana's a Slut, Ariana Chechik for Archangel, Angela 2, Angela White, Girlfriends, Asa Akira, Wicked Fuck Doll, Being Riley from Tushy, Carter Cruz, Obsession from Blacked, Insatiable Miss Texas 2 from Jules Jordan, Jesse, Sex Machine from Jules Jordan, Just Jillian, Jules Jordan, Karma's a Bitch from Archangel, Meet Adra Fox from Digital Sin, Missy Martinez, Fucked R.A. from A.E. Films, Private Fantasies of Samantha Saint, Remy from Hard X, Sexploitation of Abigail Mack, and True Lust, which was Kendra Lust from Archangel. Pretty good collection of movies there. Again, I think it matters how much you like a performer. You guys know from this series, I've mentioned Angela White probably at least once in every time. I think she's fantastic. That movie's great because I can watch Angela White all day, every day, and not get bored. Same with Asa Akira. There are a couple girls on this list who I'm not that crazy about. So I'm not as crazy about their movies. But again, I tried to put as much as I could into separating the better movies. The Asa movie's fantastic, but the fact is she's done the Insatiable series, and it's really tough to beat that. For a Wicked star feature, fantastic, beautifully shot, sexually hot, nothing wrong with it, it's fantastic. The Miss Texas, Alexis Texas 2 is going to be very tough to beat. Jules has three really good titles here. The Samantha Saint, the Alexis Texas, and the Jesse. I like Samantha Saint. I think hers would be third among those three, though. I like Jesse a lot. I think the Alexis Texas movie was a little hotter. It stretched boundaries a little more. Jesse didn't really stretch as much as Alexis yet, so we will see. But honestly, I think it comes down to being Riley from Tushy or Carter Cruz Obsession from Blacked. I really do. Those two movies are perfect. They're actually features. They're basically features with a female lead who's in every scene. So that they're up against each other could hurt, and could hurt a lot, and that'd be a shame. I think I like being Riley, but I like Riley a little better than I like Carter. And that's not to say that I don't like Carter. If it's not being Riley, I think I would move down to the Alexis Texas, the Angela, and the Asa, and then the Carter movie, and then some of the others. But to me, being Riley and Insatiable Miss Texas 2 are the ones to really watch. That's it for this time. I'm Roger Pipe. Thank you for listening. This has been part 10 of our AVN Awards podcast series, brought to you by MCA, Media Content Advisors, providing advisory and evaluation services to the content media community at large. And they would like to acknowledge FreeOnes.com and RogReviews.com for providing fans a place to go and talk and interact with models. That is all. Feedback, please, Roger@RogReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. Check out the YouTube. Just look up AVN Pick the Winners. You'll find my bracket. And remember, if you enter the contest and email me asking for a second ballot, mine will be your second ballot, and hopefully I'll bring you luck. Thank you very much for listening. See you again soon.